Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri.
And Coco.
And we are coming back at you after a two-week hiatus.
This is a special episode.
Right. Coco, did you miss me?
I did. A little bit.
A little bit?
Of course I missed you.
Okay,
but
I'm glad.
Life happens, and sometimes we have things, and things happen, and we have to tend to our families and ourselves and our own self-care, but we are back.
Absolutely. And because I am back and I am able to finally take a deep breath, I want to give our listeners a little extra room to breathe. So I have a $20 Quick Trip gift card that I would like to pay it forward with. I have to tell you how to win it at the end. So you got to listen all the way to the end to find out how to get the room to breathe for a little bit. So $20 gas gift card. It ain't much, but it'll get you something and somewhere.
Yeah, it sure will. It'll get you probably a good 4 gallons of gas.
That's right, because it's $5 a piece. Okay.
No, that's good. That's really generous.
While I was out, I, had to get in a lift and go somewhere, baby. When I tell you they were trying to charge a girl $50.
Where were you going? Atlanta?
Girl, no. I wasn't even going that far. A $20 ride was charging me $50. I was like, I know you fucking lying. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. I just wasn't going to do it.
So is it because of the gas prices?
I don't know what it was, but they had me fucked up.
You're like, I'll walk. No, thank you.
I will stay home. catch me next go around. What you planning this week?
Well, I am planning in my work planner yet again. That's what I always do. But tonight, later on tonight, I'm going to do my personal planner. But for now, I'm going to do my work planner because my work week is going to be a little bit more hectic this week than normal. Well, than it has been the last two years. So I'm going to get that all out the way so that I can kind of stay on task.
What size is your work planner?
It's a Happy Planner Classic.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so, it works good for me.
So almost a big piece of paper, a regular piece of paper, but a little shorter. Okay.
Fancy size.
Okay.
It's a classy classic size planner.
Okay then. Well, I am still working in my book planner, which actually is about that size. Also, I got some Happy Mail.
Happy meal
right.
time.
Right. Here's the never fails. Okay, I won't sing that for y'all, but that's what I be thinking about every time. I got my Be Happy box, and I haven't bought anything from the Happy Planner in a very, very, very long time, but I don't know, for some reason I'm getting old, and I think I'm older. And as my students always say, I'm 100.
Oh,
so
Lord.
I got the wildflowers box because for some reason old ladies like wildflowers and florals. So I got that. So I'm just going to kind of play around in it. Or I could be lying. Or I could be using this Isis Ella Jules Bloom box. Or I might just mix both of them together.
Can we just take a moment for me to tell you how upset I am about you and that Happy Planner box?
No.
Yeah, we're going to.
Okay.
Because I had no idea that that was on the table for us to purchase. If we're going to be a team, we need to be a team. I would have definitely purchased that box. I don't really want anything in the box. But I also have FOMO, which has affected my bank account. But I would have bought that for just the rings, though. But I know it's not worth it for just the rings. But
those discs are so amazing. And you know, yeah. I'm still on the lookout for a planner. But this one is a notebook, right? And you know how many instas I have from forever. So I was actually thinking of being able to use maybe the notebook with some inserts as a daily planner for work because I'm kind of moving into a different position and I need to be able to keep track with my calendar. So I'm not quite sure if that's how it's going to work, but I'm thinking about it. So, you know, it's cute. It never helps to take it apart and be able to do something with it. So I am not a fan of lined paper as much anymore, but it could work for work.
On what kind of paper? Oh, lined. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, should we just take a moment to do a shout out for the new position?
Hey, go reach.
Congratulations, girl.
Go. Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited because, baby, they're about to remember who been here the longest because I'm about to do the damn thing. Watch me work.
I know.
Watch me work. Wait. You talking about shout-outs. I'm sorry. Can I give a super shout-out to Isis Ella Jewels in that April Fool's Day bundle?
All right, now.
Now, listen. We already got the super blessing at Christmas time when she gave us tons of stickers, enough to share. She said they were oops. I haven't found much wrong with them, especially after I let them kind of sit and, you know, air out.
Uh-huh.
But, so these stickers, a lot of kits are things that I didn't have the finances to purchase at the time that they came out. And I ended up getting a lot of them in this April Fool's Day bundle. So, baby, it was so worth it. And I got a whole, like, photo sticker album or whatever. It's filled to the T with just stuff that's in the box.
Oh, my God.
I mean, from rim to rim. It was amazing. So, all that to say, I think I'm over dolls now. Okay. I have enough.
Well, I still have the dolls, too, from Christmas, but... I mean, when she does a box, she does a box. I will say that. She does really well with that.
Yeah.
I would like to give a shout-out, too, to Coco Vision.
Ooh.
For Sexy Jesus for Easter, baby.
Can I see your Sexy Jesus spread on Instagram? Did you post it?
I don't even know. I'll have to do it if I did. I thought I did, but I will post it. But, yes, girl, I mean, she did that with Sexy Jesus, okay?
I need to see him in action, all his glory.
All right, so this is my Happy Meal. I bought Impressions. They had the box of A6 bundle. I bought that. I got my Oso Paper April box, subscription box. Yeah, finally. Oh, and my everyday dolls were not in there. I just realized it tonight when I was getting. So anyway, I sent that email. She's really good about that stuff. So I'm not really worried, but I didn't have those. And my Aura Cell that I bought those two planners when those came out a couple of weeks ago. They're somewhere lost.
The animal print.
Yeah, they're somewhere lost in the mail system.
Oh, no. Did you get that purchase protection thing?
Well, I guess so. I don't know.
Oh, Lord, I hope so, because I want you to get your things.
Yeah, I do, too.
Y'all be loving that damn leopard print.
Well, I just, again, it was just like, it was a spur of the moment buy. I just purchased it, whatever. Oh, and my Villa Beautiful pins. The pins that match her planners, those came this week, too. I was really excited about that.
I'm definitely interested in that gray.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so obsessed with it. It's just
maybe
so
because it's first of all, go put anything on.
Yeah, and it's not pink. That's perfect.
Whatever.
I love that.
I have a question.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a question. I don't know what it is. And I think we kind of, like, touched on this before, but it's really bothering me now. And the thing about it that, well, I'll just tell you. So I bought these personalized things.
Yeah,
for me and Vince, right? And so, which I really love. My grandbaby thinks it's her daddy, but at any rate, I go, who's this? She's like, daddy? No, that's not your daddy. But at any rate,
Oh, you should get her
some
with her mom and dad.
Yeah, I said I was going to do that for her and my daughter and husband, too. But I wanted to get one for my friend and her wife for their anniversary. But I can't because it's not offered. It's only, like, heterosexual. And that's fine. Because, look, everybody has their own beliefs and things like that. But my question is, like in business, is that like an option? I guess it's an option. Okay, that's not a fair question. It is an option, but like, don't you just kind of put yourself in a box when you're
go ahead.
When you're not open to everyone, you know, a particular group of people. You know, the ABC crew. I don't know. That bothered me. And so I was telling Vince about it, and he was like, yeah, stop spending your money there. And that shocked me because that was like his instant response, right? He was like, yeah, stop spending your money there. And I was like, oh. I was like, wait, that's a bit drastic. Pump your brakes. But
okay, you're going a little too far, buddy.
Yeah. But I get what he's saying. It's like, well, you know, it's bothering you that much. Just, you know, don't buy anything from there. But it bothers me. And I think maybe I'll just message the shop.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. But then if they're like, yeah, okay, sure, we can do that for you. So do I have to message? Does everybody have to message you for these special? There shouldn't be like a special order.
Right.
Because to me, it's normal. But anyway, whatever. That's been bothering me. It's been on my mind. I don't know how everybody else feels about it. The community of planner community seems to be very welcoming and open to everyone. That was really shocking to me because it's not like a really limited to who we talk to community. You know, it's like, oh, no, you can't sit with us. It's not really that way. So that was really confusing to me. But maybe there's more to come because I know the shop is constantly doing upgrades and adding on. But I don't know. To me, it's so normal that it just should be part of it. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. That's my gripe for the week.
Okay. What grand joke here? You know what, that is good that you are speaking up just on behalf of the community. And, you know, like I said, as a part of the ABC crew, you know, I appreciate that because a lot of times you just don't feel the need to have to explain yourself. You married, you're automatically married to, you know, a man, you know. So,
yeah,
I just think that options should be made the same way people put their pronouns up or whatever. Options should be at, and I hope that she's just, I mean, she doesn't seem like the type, but I hope that she just, you know, hasn't gotten there yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's just probably a process,
yeah.
And I'm willing to work with that, but it was just on my mind. It was bothering me because I wanted to buy that, so
right.
You know how I am when I'm ready to buy. I'll just
give me my money. Let me bring my money.
So, that was something.
Well, I kind of thought about that, but I don't know. You got anything going on in East Planner Street?
Yeah. So this past week, there's been so much happening in the last couple of weeks. You know what? I think I was talking to my daughter, maybe it was my daughter-in-law, maybe both. And I said to them, I was telling one of them what was going, you know, one of the things that was going on. It's like, oh, my God, it's so weird. That's so much going on. But it is. It's just, it's when you think about it, it's paper, pens, and stickers. How?
Is
there's so much drama get drummed up from paper, pens, and stickers. I'm like, but it, there is. So the hot thing right now is from this release that happened. I believe the release was yesterday. And people are saying she's a copycat. Like she steals other people's content and, you know, kind of repurposes it a little bit, kind of shape it up a little bit. Not very different because people know right off. They're like, oh, she's a copycat. But this is just me and my devil advocate side.
Oh, boy, she's starting to holler.
Is it really copycat? I mean, because there's only so much you can do with this stuff and so much you can. And a lot, I will say this.
Okay, wait, pause.
A lot of her stuff are, mm-hmm.
Pause. Okay. So when you say copycat, you mean like, I make a doll, and the doll is sitting on a chair. And then next week she come out with a doll sitting on a chair?
Yeah, probably the same doll. Or if this last thing was more of a theme, kind of. It
okay.
was, but it was the exact same. Like if they wrote Riri in the left corner, Riri was in the left corner on hers. They put Coco on the right, Coco was on the right. So, like, everything was the same. It's kind of like buying Kraft macaroni and cheese from Publix and Kroger. They both sell it, just at a different price. That's how other people see it as stealing. But who originally made this design? Is this just something, like, somebody bought it, or can you buy from, like, these commercial sellers that are, they'll sell, like, the commercial license for a design or print or something like that? Kind of like Feathers of Style, right? She does the build the she, he, whoever they are, build doll in a scene, right? You put it together, you know, you get the doll, the different hairstyles, blah, 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 and people.
So it's like
everybody
a
uses
character.
It. Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay.
But after a while, they all start to look the same.
Right. Okay, I've seen that.
But if, yeah, I mean, if that's, and if I, this is, I can make stickers, right, if I wasn't lazy. But I am. So I'll pay somebody else to do it. So the same stuff that, say, Feathers of Style, I'm just using it because she's, that shop is probably one of the more popular ones with this. If I buy it, you know, if I buy it, I could make it. But if I buy it from someone else, who is selling the sticker kits, what's the big deal? Because you could be selling them, Sonya could be selling them, you know, like everybody could be selling them, and so what? Like, shop with who you're happy with. Like, I did not understand, like, who was it taking away from?
Right.
It's not like going to buy a knockoff Michael Kors or Coach, or, you know what I'm saying? It's not like you're buying a knockoff of something. It's the same thing. You're just buying it from a different place. Like all these shops, they buy all of them get their pins from AliExpress. The same pin.
Right. Like I come up with a pirate kit. A pirate kit, right? Because I like pirates. So she copied my pirate kit?
Yeah, she copied your pirate kit.
So why is that not copying? If she copied my pirate kit.
But did you come up with that pirate kit?
Yeah.
Or did you just buy it from somewhere? If you actually drew it out yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to draw it. I'm going to draw the pirates, and I'm going to do all that. And then all of a sudden, you pop up with my doggone pirates. I'm going to be mad.
Yeah, now that's stealing.
Okay.
But I have seen this one cover of this notebook that they were talking about. I have seen that in a couple different places. As a matter of fact, I have seen it on a folder in Walmart. mm-hmm. on a school folder. So who's copying from who? And is Walmart upset about it? You know, I don't know. Like I said, people just get way, way too involved. Because if I was the original creator and I didn't see it, why is everybody else upset? And they weren't going to buy it anyway. That's what I don't understand.
Because all this shit is.
It's like, what, y'all have nothing better to do? But then here I am. I have nothing better to do but then to try to follow the drama and figure out what's going on.
Like, can you please tell me?
Yeah, so I don't know. You know, people do steal content, and that, but that's in any industry, right?
Yeah.
It's in any industry. It's like I see a lot of people, they make shirts or whatever, or they make vinyl designs. There's another planner lady. Is she a planner? Maybe so. But she also makes, like, T-shirts and teacher stuff. I saw her on TikTok. She's, like, all up in arms because someone stole her picture and used it to advertise. Like, she made some kind of teacher gift, and because Teacher Week is coming up, I guess. And they stole it and stole her picture and used it to advertise. But if you have something watermarking it on the corner of the picture is not really that. What's the purpose of that? Because people will just crop it out. Exactly. Put it over the product.
See, that a lot. I thought that was.
Me too. But people, and this lady has been in the business for so long. And this is not her first encounter with this. So, you know, I don't want to belabor this.
She's a serial thief.
No, not the lady who stole it, but the lady who was says her stuff was stolen. She's been in the business a long time. So to me, at some point, when do you figure out how to do it differently and not just to depend on people to be good people, because people suck and they're not good people. So
yeah.
you have to just kind of figure things out for yourself. But, you know, yeah, like I don't want to belabor it and all that, but it just bothers me sometimes the things that people get so sucked into, and they're like, oh, that's not right, and it shouldn't. But yet it's not affecting them at all. It's just something they want to say. Anybody, if y'all want to chime in on this, you can call us at 515-602-9680. I may totally be missing the mark on this, and I may have missed what the real issue is. Sometimes I just simplify things too much, and I'm just like, not that big of a deal, people. We're still brave and move on.
Okay, so with that, like, how far do you have to, like, go back before you're not copying no more? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay,
yeah.
Last week I did this, and now you coming out with it. Yeah, you might have copied me, but if I did it 2 years ago and you just not getting around to it, are you copying or are you just a day late and a dollar short?
Well,
like, did you miss? Okay, let me give you the example, because there is this person that is on Instagram now, and it's like she's all of a sudden finding these finds that she's been talking about for forever.
Look at this hack. I have this hack. Girl,
it's
that
so
ain't no
chic.
Hack.
It's so chic.
Yeah.
It's so chic.
Yes, and you know me, I had to comment on one of her posts. I was like, yeah, that was fine back 2 years ago.
Oh, like, <man.
laughs> call that. I don't like it. And it's like that with everything. I'm not seeing one original thing yet. It's like she found TikTok, and now she's like, oh, okay, I'm going to bring it to Instagram, girl, back.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's, you know, that's what my thing is. And how long do you hold your, this is a perfect question.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you hold a planner store grudge, right? Like,
oh,
treated me. But I had spent so much money there. And sometimes I just cannot stand to even look at it, but I spend so much money that I have to use it. Like, what do you do to reconcile yourself with using my stuff because I love my stuff versus that bitch, you know?
Well, listen. One of the people you're talking about, I will never, ever purchase. And I know never is a long time. But I will never, ever purchase from her.
No, no, no. I never want to purchase. Ever.
But you want to use your stuff.
I want to use my stuff.
Look, use your stuff. You were fine with her when you purchased it and you bought it. So use it.
Okay.
But me, I'd be putting it on Facebook Marketplace. Or one of these guys. But, I mean, look, you already spent your money, so she got your coin.
Yeah.
And if you like the stuff, then use it. Just don't post it because I will not like it.
That's what I was just about to say. Like, I can't even use it. But I'm not good with Facebook Marketplace or putting shit in the mail, clearly. But.
Yeah, me neither. But, no, I would say if you want to use it, girl, use it. But don't call me and be like, listen, you never.
You'll never
like my stuff. And I'll be like, because of that stuff you post, then
No.
I'm just petty. Sorry.
I would never post it and garner likes and, you know, have to tell what shop it is and all that stuff. Matter of fact, when I gave away some of the stuff, I cut off the name of the shop so that they couldn't find it.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. Like, no, you're not getting no money. Not from me and my peeps.
But if you had that little big-head person in there, they going to know clearly where it came from.
Well... I didn't tell
them. I'm just playing.
I didn't tell them. They can go find the big kids by themselves.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, no free advertisement here. But that's just me. But, no, if they already got your coin share, you just cut off your nose to spite your face at that point.
But you know what else? Once you say something, I can't. Like, I was looking at this doll, and I noticed that. They was doing it with no hands all the time. And I was like, now I can't unsee it. And it's like, oh.
But that's from the stealer girl, right? The girl who's thieving people's stuff.
I'm not telling.
Yeah. That's so don't have no. That's so dope. That stealing and no hands don't even go together.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus, help me. But, yeah, so I don't know. I don't know. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Are you Facebook friends with your planner people?
Some of them, yeah. Not all of them. The people who I like and we've had a good conversation with, yeah. But sometimes I kind of wonder, like, you don't even talk to me. You don't even like me. Why are you trying to be my friend? And I'll just let those people kind of sit around, and hopefully they just delete it because they didn't like me to begin with, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I'm always suspicious. I'm like, who sent you?
And what
why are you here, sis?
Yeah, and what are you trying to see? Because I promise you, I'm so lame.
Yeah, it's not as interesting as you think.
What?
Yeah, that's what I say. It's not as interesting as you think. That's why you're
right.
Hanging out over him. But, yeah, people probably get more of me on Instagram because the plainer people are usually, like I have that Instagram specifically for my plainer life. Like my life is multifaceted. It's not just planning, but everybody don't deserve to be part of everything, right? That's everybody not part of my full journey or something. So my planning journey, I have those people on my planner page, but you're not getting my full life.
Yeah.
Like some people just tell a whole. Oh.
I mean, I guess the only thing I talk about on Facebook is my lift ride.
And it's always interesting.
Every day.
Always.
Oh, my God. The other day, I almost posted this video of this kid, man. He was cracking me up, girl. He was like, I just punched him. And I was like, why would you punch him? He was like, because my hand was hurting. And I was like, so you just punched him with the hand that hurt? He was like, no, I used the other hand.
Oh, no.
He She was so serious.
Oh, my God.
Did somebody even look at it? Because I promise you. I was crazy. I was like, oh, okay. He was like, man, he tricked me. I was like, how did he trick you? He was like, well, he told me that somebody was blocking the slide. So I stood out and looked so I could see the slide, and I put my leg out so he couldn't go past me, and he tricked me. So when he came by, I just punched him in his back. He was disturbing me. I was like, don't punch kids in the back. Don't do that. He was like, man, I was grouchy. I was cranky, like a kid getting their first tooth. I was like, their first tooth.
He's been here before. He didn't hear somebody say that. That's too funny.
Girl, I could not believe it. So, all that to say, I don't know. Sometimes I just don't. I don't understand why they want to be my friend. Like, I'm pretty lame. I don't want to do this, really.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know. I think people are just nosy. Or there's, you know, some people, too, though, because I've seen people actually do this. If it comes up and say people you may know, they just automatically add you. It's not anything malicious. But, again, you don't know me, so, no, I'm not someone you may know.
I was looking because somebody asked this person in this group I was in, like, hey, can you add me there? And they were like, no, we got to be friends. So, like, reply, hey, like, you want to be friends? She was like, no new friends. But, here's a screenshot of what you're looking for. I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to be like that. I'm about to turn
around
and say, fuck it.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. That's what you have to do. If they tell people, no, I don't want to do that today. Nope. And they're like, why? It's like, no is it. That is a complete sentence. No is a complete sentence. I don't have to give you anything more.
Then I got to stick it and say that. Let me go put that in there right now.
Oh, you see? Look at that. I manifested it.
Yeah. Let me just put that in there. No is a complete sentence. I had one more thing I wanted to ask you about. This or that. I got a couple of things, this or that.
But
I'm only going to give you. Oh, and I forgot I got a reader email. A listener email. Okay, so I'm going to come back to this or that. And read you this email. Let's see. Where are you, little email? Where are you?
All right. In the meantime, y'all want to add into the conversation, the number is 515-602-9680. Feel free to send an email.
Okay.
Ask your question.
It's realtalkwithriri @gmail.com. Here we go. Riri is R-E-R-E, by the way. One E in the re in the re. Hey, Riri and Coco. I have been listening to the podcast, and I love all the insight you all give to new and existing planners. I am planning to attend my first planner meetup this summer. What all should you bring to the meeting? Do I bring my whole planner lineup? Should I make goodies for table mates? Any tips on how to pack my things? Thanks for all the help. I can't wait to tune in.
Well, thanks, Chris. Well, Chris, most important is the snack that you're going to share with everybody.
Ooh,
that's how you make friends. Food is the way to everybody's heart. But
it's
so
the way to mine.
Yeah, so they usually they'll tell you, and sometimes there'll be activities at these events, and then they'll give you like a list of things to bring. But what I would say is you can bring your whole planner lineup because there are people who do that. But I would say maybe bring you, you're not going to do anything in all of them because you're going to run your mouth and talk more than anything and search for stuff to buy. I'm just telling you. That's what I do. But I said bring maybe your top two planners, if you have different size planners, and you know, plan it out so that you're not overwhelmed, because that's where I get all messed up at. I'll just dump everything in a bag. So you'll bring the stickers, plan out the stickers that you want, what you want your spread to look like, and that's what you bring. Bring stickers, your washi, your pins, and don't forget your tools, your tweezers, your pins, scissors, the little blade cutter, anything that you think that you would need and you would normally use at home. That would be my suggestion. And, you know, get your cute little planner bag and put your stuff in there and go. But if you find yourself packing a whole lot and getting overwhelmed, you've gotten too much stuff together.
So one or two planners, and you said your tools and some stickers.
Yeah, your stickers, your paper, whatever it is that you would need for that, for your spread, if you're doing the spread for that month, that week, you know, whatever you're planning, if you were going to be
at home
planning.
Okay, okay,
planning,
okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, bring the stuff that you need for that.
Okay, so that would be more for a planner meetup, not a planner conference.
Yeah, now for a planner conference, it's not really necessary to bring, I mean, I would say bring one planner, because there's going to be so many things going on. You're really not going to sit down and plan unless before you go, there's a specific event for planning, and they will tell you that. If there will be like a night or evening or a time set aside just to plan. I have been to conferences before where there wasn't any time set aside for planning.
Okay.
Which is fine, kind of makes sense.
Listening to people talk?
Yes, you're doing that. There's time set aside to shop, there's like usually a party of some sort, a meet and greet or whatever it is, and food and just kind of hanging out and talking. Now, people do plan when they go back to their room, because a lot of people do their daily planning or memory planning and things like that. So as I said, you can bring one, your everyday or your catch-all planner. But, you know, even for planner conferences, I would say that's not like a place that most people plan. But the meetups, they do. Like if you have an in-town meetup or, you know, a group of people locally that you're meeting up with, that's usually what they're going to do.
Okay. Well, Chris, I really hope that helped. Let me see if there's something I could. I would say, yes, if you are crafty, I would make a table make gift for my people at the table.
Mm.
If you are not crafty, I would not try my hand the first time. And trying to give it to somebody. I think I would practice a bit more and, you know, just purchase a nice little, you know, we can't pass up a good notebook, right? You know, you probably got some stuff in your stash that you could, you know, throw in there. Or you can have what Coco was talking about the last time, these contact cards, and that would really help.
Yeah, because those are just stickers. So people love stickers, right? So your contact cards are stickers. Each little icon on there is a sticker. So,
but would you get to choose them? Because some of them you get are dumb. Like,
yeah, like when you to buy the contact cards, there's things you can make. Some people will customize them for you, and then other people have like different things you can choose. And literally, there's something for everybody, you know. I've not seen anybody that's like, oh, no, I didn't order a contact card because there was nothing that really related to me. So there's so many different things you can put on there and do. But, you know, yeah. And, like you can do something really inexpensive, too. Like if you know ahead of time that you're going, because everybody likes gifts. And the conferences, like I've done meetups and, you know, brought like snacks and stuff like that to share or whatever. Gifts are not usually a being at every local meetup, but when you go to those bigger, larger planner conferences where there's like 10 people at the table, it's kind of like when in Rome, because it's kind of customary. It's not mandatory, but it's kind of customary that that's what people do.
Looking at you crazy when you don't have it.
No, they really don't. They really don't, because the last one I went to, there was a lady at my table who did, and I was like, no, I'm just kidding. No, there was a lady, but it was her first conference. She didn't know, and she wasn't part of any of the groups that say, hey, this is what you do when you go. So it's understandable. And for a lot of people, once they've paid for their conference, you know, it kind of breaks the bank. But there's so many things you can do at, like, the Dollar Tree. I did at one of them, I think I said this before, but I did, like, those little pouches, zipper pouches, and I put the name of the conference on there in the year or something, and then I put, like, gum, a pack of, like, some of those little mini snack-sized candies. What was it? A little thing of wipes, tissues, the little tissues that you used to take to elementary school with you. I took those, chapstick, a nail file, you know, like things that you may have to rummage through your purse to look for while the conferences are going on, or things that people, they're really simple, but yet you always need them and you kind of forget. Oh, there was a little pack of, I didn't put aspirin, I put Tylenol in a little, you know, a little two-pack Tylenol I put in the bag because, you know, headaches or a thing. So, you know, you and the goodie pop. It's just, you know, just stuff like that or something planner-related. I try to do more practical because you don't know what people's planner styles are. So, anyway, that's my table mate gift offering. I don't know what I'm going to do for this next conference.
Well, I have a conference, you know, the one we're going to, and it'll be my first, so I'm glad that she asked that question. And also, I'm still trying to get these tickets for this thing in June. I know it's kind of expensive, but I kind of want to go because it's close to home, and it's not all day, it's not overnight. It won't be overwhelming, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's with Georgia, some Georgia people, so I don't know, hopefully. All right. Now we got this or that. So I want you to pick one, A, B, or C.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, I don't know what they are.
I know.
Oh, okay. Why am I making this so hard?
I know.
D.
D as in dog?
D as in dog.
Okay. Do you like dogs? This or that, that you can choose your shade, or do you just like the dog to be already made, no hard decisions, just give it a dog, shut up?
I like to choose my shade, if possible.
Okay. All right. And why is that?
Because it's my planner, and so I'd like the person to have some similarities to me, if possible.
Okay. That makes sense. I'm definitely like that. I love to choose my shade, but if it's like a kid or something, but I am very guilty that if I look at it and none of them look kind of like me, like, because I'm a real, you know, eat dark chocolate, maybe not dark chocolate, but I'm a chocolate, and so I want to see some brown on my page. I don't want to have to with my eye and be like, oh, yeah, that could be me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been noticing that, like, even with Oso Paper, she is definitely, you know,
getting
shades out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she has a lot of different personalizations, even the hair and stuff like that, which is good because people have been saying, my hair doesn't look like these, and so she's made a lot of changes, which I think is amazing.
But the only thing is, like, for people like me, I'm overwhelmed with all the choices. And so sometimes I don't want to think about it. I just want you to give me a goddamn doll, okay? Just give me a doll. and be done.
Yeah. Nope, I get that too. I understand, because then I feel like, oh, maybe I made the wrong choice.
Well, I think everybody can't look like me. Then, you know, then there's no variety in my things. Like, anyway, you get my point.
Yeah.
I was just, you know, curious about that. Do you have any major planning things that you want to get out before the episode ends?
I need to spend, no, but you know what? I think I would like for everybody to think about this, because I feel like I put so many more things in front of my mental well-being or self-care, whatever it is you want to call it. And I think we all have to take a moment and step back and give ourselves that hour, 2 hours, whatever it is. When you think about as many hours as there are in a week, giving yourself 1 or 2 hours to do absolutely nothing, or get in your planner, play in your makeup, take a long hot bubble bath,
take a shower,
put your finger in your nose, whatever it is you want to do, do it. Because I've not been giving myself those graces. Like, and I feel like some of the time that I do take, I'm not doing anything with it. But then is it because I don't really need to be doing anything at that time, and that's the time my body needs to just kind of chill out? I don't know. But I'm going to make a dedicated time to sit and be in my planner.
So that is kind of what I did this week. I unplugged from Facebook during the daytime. So I didn't stop myself from getting on there, because I still needed to be able to, you know, look in these planner streets and, you know, see what was going on, be able to plug the podcast. Also, if you want that breath of fresh air, gas card for $20 to a Quick Trip, what I want you to do is to go to Real Talk, Real Plan, Real Talk with Riri on Instagram, and I want you to tag a friend who will tag a friend. Make sure that you go do the same on Blog Talk Radio. Tag a friend, like the page, so that you can qualify for it. But anyway, so I disappeared during the daytime from Facebook, and I really kind of had to take that moment to kind of remind myself that, like you were talking about with all the people selling things, somebody reminded me that there's a whole bunch of loaves of bread in the store.
Mm-hmm.
So my planner not going to look like somebody else's planner, but my planner is the planner for me. My show is, you know, for the people who want to listen, and if they don't want to listen, I like doing it. I enjoy coming with you and making sure that I have a dedicated time to plan. So I do think that everybody needs to, you know, take a moment and give yourself a break. Or, you know, when you want to slap in the face of reality, go into your phone settings and look at your phone usage and see how much time you're spending just scrolling. Like, my eyes even needed a break, right? So
mm-hmm.
I think that's a really great idea. That's a great idea. I think I'm going to challenge myself to do it again this week, and maybe shorten my time, try to put myself in the bed at a decent hour.
Yeah, that's good. You need to do that. I need to do that, too. I do need to get myself in the bed at a decent hour. I get it. And actually, I think I've been doing it a lot more lately.
Right.
But then I'll go so early that then you wake up and so your sleep is all broken. But, yeah. I think those are all good suggestions. And, you know, I just see it. I've just seen it a lot. People are just, even in these planner streets, people are just kind of losing it and breaking down because they feel so overwhelmed, be it work, home, family, or whatever. But it's part of your mental health, and there's nothing more important than that, or yourself, and you got to take care of that. So,
okay.
And it means necessary. Yeah. We didn't touch her from people stealing stuff. So.
And you know what? When you're talking about that, I think it's funny because I'm pretty sure if she just went into her closet or went into her Halloween bag or went into, you know, the store, she could find some thoughts and ideas that are, you know, new to the planner community. Go walk around the furniture store. See what you can see there, you know?
Or listen to what people are asking for. If they could, if these planner people could just take a minute, look at people's Instagrams, read the comments. People, there's no shortage of ideas. And people saying, this is what I want, and this is what I would buy. So they need to just pay attention to everyone.
In that vein, would they be entitled to some type of, you know, payoff? Like, ooh, you helped me create this. Let me get that from you.
No.
No. Okay. Just wondering.
No.
Where are we going?
Yeah. Like, if you made T-shirts, then I would be like, hey, you know what would be great if you did a pink T-shirt with this on it? I would buy that. And then you're like, oh, I didn't realize that people were looking for something like that.
Like that. Okay.
You know, but I'm not going to be looking for any royalties. Now that you say that, maybe that's why people don't do it, because that's what they'd be looking for. But that never crossed my mind.
Well, you know, Villa Beautiful does the little, you know, poll, and she asks
she
what kind of men she would like to see. And so people post it, and she picks a certain ones. But I wonder what happens to that post afterwards. What if she, you know what I'm saying, like, does she create those same pins that people ask for, but then they don't get to win it once they made it, you know?
What? Like the ones that she made are either came up with names and people came up with the names and the colors.
Yeah, so,
thing?
You know, there are three that win. But
there's
a whole post of 250 suggestions. So what happens when she keeps that post, pulls it up and be like, I need another doll, spend the tail on the book, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I need another pen, you know, and she just picked one. So, and then the person says, I came up with my idea on this post. And, you know, so anyway, that's just, you know, that's something to think about.
You know what? You just woke up some people. I'm telling you, with that right there, they're going to be like, oh, let me go and see. The people are going to be going back to see what they put and then go check out all her pins and be like, she owe me a pin.
Yeah, because, I mean, we're doing your creative work for you. Like, oh, which woman would you do? And so she created the ones that they said. But there were so many influential women. So next Women's Day, when she doesn't ask and she just goes back to that post, is that person entitled?
Well, but what is she giving them? Like, she gives them a pin and a shout-out.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. But, I mean, are they entitled to that? It's just all I'm asking.
No, I would say no. And if I was the person creating them, I'd be, like, changing it a little bit. Because, you know, because that's a lot to say. Oh, you know, no. No, you just got to let it go. You know, if you didn't win, you didn't win. You can't be trying to win the rest of your life. Like, there's got to be a cutoff.
Well,
there's a statute of limitations.
If I got a real cute idea in my head, guess who won't be getting it?
Oh, me.
No, somebody for free. Anybody for free. No.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But anybody can go to, you know. I didn't even get this stuff. Oh, speaking of copycat. Speaking of copycat. Now, I'm loyal to Villa Beautiful, right?
Same.
But now I'm starting to see all these talk about copycats. They don't even try to change the placement of the name on the pen. And again, I know because I've purchased some of those pens on my own from China. But I would never, I don't know. I feel like if you have to copy to make it, like your whole store is a copy. Now, this goes against what I said earlier, but your whole store there's not one original idea. I have a problem with that.
Yeah. It's too, because if I want, I mean, it's enough for everybody to eat. I mean, there are so many companies playing, pulling out dogs. But let me tell you something else, off topic, baby, then let's get playing. She ain't playing with y'all. She got something for everybody. She got faces and no faces.
She got dark.
She got plus size. She got skinny. And they're all done nicely. It's not like she created the heavy set one or the plus size dog and they look like, you know, who done it and why.
Yeah.
But the skinny ones look all good. Honey, mm-hmm. She got them big girls.
No, I agree. And speaking of, since we're still doing shout outs, because I've forgotten about one, Anika's Creative Closet.
Mm-mm.
Let me tell you something. This girl's shop, a lady, woman. When I say girl, I mean that with all the respect. It's
right.
Like, hey, girl. But anyway, her shop is really nice. The shipping, baby. I didn't even get time to put the chair next to the mailbox. It was in the mailbox.
Already there.
It was already there.
Ooh.
When I tell you, I ordered on one day and 2 days later. So she's either prepared with her stickers already made when she advertises them, or she is ready when you place the order. And I have mad respect for that. And since I am an instant gratification type of person, I will be a repeat customer.
Yeah, let's get plans with like that, too. I got myself asked.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually ordered two A5 planners from a company new to me, old to many of you. It was called My Paper is Pretty Planner. What is it called?
Pretty? Pretty Planner Co.
Okay. Pretty Planner.
My paper's pretty.
Whatever. You know what
That's I mean. A good name for a shop. I'm copying that.
It is. Copy that, girl. Let's get started. And I already got them both. They were on sale. And because they were on sale, it was a phenomenal, phenomenal price. But the quality is extra, extra, like, okay, no pick a seat, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, okay. So I think I'm going to have to change the size of the rings because they are really, really tiny for all the things I like to put in my stuff for work. But I really, really, really like them.
Okay. Yeah, I have one of her planners as well. Pink one, the fuchsia pink.
Ooh.
I think, yeah, but it's A5, right? Yeah.
I bet you that fuchsia is pretty.
It's beautiful.
I'll trade you.
For what?
Just a little blush pink.
Mm-mm. I don't know. We'll see.
You know you want a little baby pink.
No, I would have got the baby pink.
Well, you got baby pink in your fingers?
Yeah, not everything. Just because you don't like pink and animal print, sorry.
Well, to be fair, y'all, when people say animal print, they do not mean animal print. They mean that leopard or cheetah, whatever y'all be like. They don't count zebras. They don't count.
What you mean, y'all?
Y'all people who love animal print.
What do you mean, y'all people?
You know who I'm talking about, you and your friend.
Me and my friend. The animal print crew.
The animal print crew.
Yeah, but no, I get how it should be sickening.
Girl, I'm telling you, them 18 months in that animal print planner killed me.
Then now you're still alive.
Barely. Don't you hear me struggling?
No.
Well,
I hope Everybody has a fantabulous week.
Absolutely. I hope you have safe travel.
Oh, girl, you know, I've been on a plane in 2 years, and I am so nervous, and I love to travel. You know, this is the week I got the Rona last year and almost died, so I'm, like, real cautious.
Oh, boy.
Yes. But it is what it is, and Jesus is my homeboy, so I'm good.
He's a homie. Don't forget to comment on Real Talk with Riri and tag a friend in the post that I put up today. I would really, really love it so that you can win a chance to get a $20 breath of fresh air, quick trip gift card. Also, like the Blog Talk Radio page, Real Talk with Riri and Coco. Real Talk, Real Plans for Riri and Coco. I put the link. It's in my bio. It's on Coco's bio page. I think that's it.
And you know what? If we get enough people to subscribe to the Blog Talk Radio show, I'll do a planner supply, planner accessory. I'll put a planner pack together and give away.
Ooh, I got some stuff you can give away, honey.
I have something in mind. So, yeah, it depends on how many we get. So we'll see what happens. And then from there. But if not, we will be back next Sunday. What is next Sunday's date? The 1st. We'll be back next Sunday, May 1st at 8 o'clock sharp.
Okay. Remember, peace is only a problem and your brand is beef. Bye.